EQX, it's Joy. I'm in Ticonderoga till 1, but the festivities go on through the night. Live music starting at 4 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, the Strumbellas are going to be taking the stage. Beer garden open at 3. Arts and crafts vendors are lining Montcalm Street. Right now, I'm with Nicole Justice Green, the executive director of the North Country Rural Development Coalition. And in addition to the murals, which we're getting 3 new ones, these murals are just insanely beautiful. And I mean, these artists that do this stuff, Nicole, it's crazy, right?
Yes,
I mean, they're full on the sides, the whole wall, outside wall of so many of these buildings up and down Montcalm Street. You also have the storybook statues at the library. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we had a grant and a private donor donate the funding to have these beautiful bronze statues of Alice in Wonderland, Jemima Puddle Duck, all of your classic characters installed at the Fireside Folk Festival, which you were so graciously at as well.
Yes, I loved it.
And we also then installed Andrew Carson's Galaxy piece through another placemaking grant at one of our local businesses across the street. And we're really trying to develop not just the murals, but also sculptures and other elements of public art to really, really be a catalyst for our arts district that we're trying to build in Ticonderoga with the new Adirondack Performing Arts Center, as well as additional community events like our bicentennial, really bicentennial-like for the 250th new 4th of July with our Amusements of America and our summer socials and block parties. We're just really trying to bring that sense of community back to our downtown.
Well, in addition to the artscapes, the statues, the murals, we're standing here on Montcalm Street, and I'm seeing a natural food store, a salon, some retail establishments, boutiques, the diner. I love the diner, a pizza place, and the Star Trek museum right here. So there are things every day going on in Ticonderoga in addition to the artscapes, and hats off to you for putting so much energy into it. As the little train goes by again, there's this little choo-choo that goes up and down Montcalm Street today. That's a nice addition. First one I've seen.
Yes, and we couldn't pass up on the little mini train when we got a train mural this year. So it was very intentional, but you know, Ticonderoga has suffered disinvestment due to the closure of a number of mills over the years, and a lot of North Country communities are struggling as well to hold on to their downtowns. They're historic, they're part of the fabric of our local character, and they're still alive, and they're great places to raise your family, they're great places to visit and recreate, and we want to welcome everybody into our community, even if it's a visit or permanently, and working on housing. And so this is what revitalization is about. It's partnerships, EQX being a partner in this and getting the word out as well, and I'm just so proud of all of the various people who have been helping me and my staff and the state who's invested, our private donors and our businesses who support us all the way.
Right on. From Ticonderoga today, I'll be here till 11, but the fun goes on all day. Lots of food trucks and arts and crafts vendors too. It's Joy. I'll be back in a few. ZQX.